Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study. And we've been in the book of Jeremiah for quite some time, and we're going to continue that study. We're at chapter 44 and about verse 24, if you'd like to follow along. Chapter 44 and verse 24, I believe it is now. They drifted away from God, and their idolatry and their worship of idols, their worship of the queen of heaven, they call it, their queens of, Lord only knows what they're queen of. They escaped into Egypt, and they expected that they were going to have it made, really, because they thought Egypt was powerful enough to hold its own. It wasn't. Nebuchadnezzar went in and took over Egypt as well. And Jeremiah said to all the people, including all the women, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. All Judah who are in the land of Egypt, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as follows. As for you and your wives, you have spoken with your mouths and fulfilled it with your hands, saying, we will certainly perform our vows that we have vowed to burn sacrifices to the Queen of Heaven. They said they were going to do it. Now they're going to do it. They're going to pour out drink offerings to her. Go ahead and confirm your vows and certainly perform your vows. Nevertheless, hear the words of the Lord. All Judah who are living in the land of Egypt, behold, I have sworn by my great name, says the Lord, never shall my name be invoked again by the mouth of any man of Judah in the land of Egypt, saying, as the Lord God lives, behold, I am watching over them for harm and not for good. And all the men of Judah who are in the land of Egypt will meet their end by the sword, by the famine, until they are completely gone. Those who escape the sword will return out of the land of Egypt to the land of Judah, few in number. Then all the remnant of Judah who have gone to the land of Egypt to reside there will know whose word will stand, mine or theirs. This will be a sign to you, declares the Lord, that I am going to punish you in this place so that you may know that my words will surely stand against you for harm. Thus says the Lord, behold, I am going to give over Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, to the hand of his enemies. In other words, you think that you're going to escape into Egypt and they're going to protect you and you're going to live forever there in this great land of Egypt. You got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. I'm going to give over Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, to the hand of his enemies, to the hand of those who seek his life, just as I gave over Zedekiah, king of Judah, to the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who was his enemy and was seeking his life. You just made a mistake, because there's no safe haven. No matter where you go, you're not going to be protected by anyone, by Egypt, by anyone there. Just mark it down. Now, in chapter, after Jeremiah forced Jeremiah's forced move, actually they forced him, they kidnapped him, took him to Egypt. There's no word in the Bible about the events in the rest of his life after they took him to Egypt by force. There's no other history of Jeremiah. Pharaoh Hophra, ruled Egypt from 588 to 569 BC and was killed by Amos, one of his generals, who was then crowned in his place. And we're getting into the 45th chapter now. The event relating to this chapter is recorded in 36 verses 1 to 8. The chapter was written in 605 to 604 BC. Baruch was the scribe who recorded Jeremiah's words on a scroll, and we read about that particular event. And let's go ahead and get started in chapter 45. This is the message which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Baruch, the son of Neriah, when he had written down these words in a book at Jeremiah's dictation in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to you, O Baruch. You said, ah, woe is me, for the Lord has added sorrow to my pain. I am weary with my groaning and have found no rest. Thus you are to say to him, thus says the Lord, behold, what I have built I am about to tear down, and what I have planted I am about to uproot, that is, the whole land. But you, are you seeking great things for yourself? Do not seek them, for behold, I am going to bring disaster on all flesh, declares the Lord. But I will give your life to you as booty in all the places where you may go." And this is God's judgment on the nations. All of Jeremiah's prophecies against foreign nations have been grouped together. Many of the people in these nations assumed that they were free from judgment and punishment for their sin. Following these prophecies is a historical appendix recounting the fall of Jerusalem, just as Jerusalem received its punishment. These nations were certain to receive theirs as well. Those today who think that judgment will never touch them are forewarned. The prophecies concerning these foreign nations. The events was recorded in 36, as I said, the chapter 36, 1 and 8. In their year 605 to 604 BC, Baruch had been serving this unpopular prophet, writing his book of struggling and judgments. And now he was upset. God told Baruch to take his eyes off himself, and whatever rewards he thought he deserved, if Baruch did this, God would protect him. And it is easy to lose your joy when you're serving God. When you're serving God, it's not an easy road, really. It can be difficult. Just take a look at the disciples. Take a look at Paul the Apostle, take a look at Peter, look at all of them. I mean, look at all of these true prophets of God. They weren't picked up in a stretch limousine and taken to a five-star hotel. None of them were. It's look at John the Baptist. He lost his head. If you think that this is, you know, a license to have joy and peace and happiness for the rest of your life, you may be looking at the wrong thing, because you have joy, unspeakable and full of glory, but it's not something that comes from riches and great valuables and possessions, as one might think. The joy might have to come from the spirit man. The joy and the love of the Lord comes from a place where it's not from physical things. It's from serving the living God for a purpose. That's why Jeremiah could live the life. That's why a lot of the prophets could live this life without a whole lot of acceptance and worldwide glory. They didn't have it, folks. They didn't have it. It's easy to serve God when everything's going right and going well. But the more we look at what Jeremiah went through, the more we realize that it wasn't an easy life living underneath in a cistern, in a place where all of the waste was funneled into, and he thrown a piece of bread. It wasn't an easy thing to live like that. And Jeremiah was a person that he obeyed God, regardless of what was going to happen. And look at John the Baptist losing his head. It's you've got to realize these things, that joy comes out of certain things, and that's not material. It's not now he will supply your needs according to his riches and glory. God will supply, and he will give what's necessary for you. But look out if you're really, really serious about serving God, because things may not be as people in some Christian circles have made it out to appear. It's not all prosperity, and it's not all great material things, great house, great wife, great everything. Sometimes you're going to run into things that don't agree with your thinking, and you're going to disagree with a lot of things. Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? What is going on with God? I thought this was, and you know, it's, I'd like to promise you everything that that you'd love to have, but if someone does this, they're doing you a great injustice, because you can't promise anyone anything, really. You can't promise anyone. Only God can give what is needed, and only God can give the grace to live a life that may be difficult, like Jeremiah did. There's a lot of things we don't understand. I wish I had all the answers, but I don't. But you have to leave room for God to give you the grace to endure, the grace to do what's necessary. That's all I can say. Father, in Jesus' name, let the Spirit of God reveal to us what we need to know.
forgive us and cleanse us in Jesus' name. Well, folks, that's our time for today. If you'd like to go to our website, krciradio.com, all these, much of these messages are already uploaded. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.